Again, Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. Miriam and Aaron oppose Moses. Miriam, who happens to be Moses' sister, and Aaron, his brother, began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife. That means that he's married to a dark lady. For he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. That's quite a statement.
Sure is.
At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. And when both of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. Notice he calls him servant. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face. Clearly and not in riddles. Did you hear me?
Yes.
So that implies that the prophetic person will hear, but in dreams and in visions, and like I told you, words of knowledge, those sometimes come out like riddles, especially the dreams. He sees the form of the Lord. In other words, when Moses is looking at the Lord, he sees what you see there. Those of you who don't know about that picture, that's painted by an 8-year-old little girl who saw the Lord in the heavens. Her name is Akiana, and you can check that out. And that is a copy of the original. So, watch what happens. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So God is what? Protecting him. The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, there stood Miriam, leprous, like snow. Aaron turned towards her and saw that she had leprosy. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, do not hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb, with its flesh half eaten away. So Moses cried out to the Lord, O God, please heal her. The Lord replied to Moses, if her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days, and after that she can be brought back. So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on until she was brought back. After that, the people left, etc. Now, why give this legalistic way of treating people? Because they lived under the law. Today we're asked to forgive. Now notice the commission from Moses to really cry out for her. That's your job. That's my job. And notice again that Moses was facing the Lord face to face. And that was with a covenant of bulls and goats and sheep. We are under the covenant of the Most High, giving himself up for us. So I wanted that because it gives you an outline of the prophet. I reveal myself to him in visions. Has he changed?
No.
No. I speak to him in dreams. We had a young man that called me last night. had three dreams, and he was all excited because they each speak of the future, and he's excited. Some of it could be a warning, and some of it could be something dramatic that God is about to do for him. And that was great, and I was blessed. But dreams have to be confirmed just like visions. And so now I want you to skip to chapter 14. Chapter 14. Verse 1. That night all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses. Now you see, it started with two. Now all the people are grumbling.
Yeah. Oh. That's preachable right there.
Yeah. Ooh. Two in agreement.
Yes.
And the enemy's having a party. Now all the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt or in this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and our children would be taken as plunder. Won't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly. Notice the one who had been prayed for is now willing to lay his life down. Mm. There's been a change in this man's heart. Why? His sister was healed. Because Moses gave him an example to follow. How many times did Jesus cry out for you and me? How many times did somebody say, oh my God, I don't feel like praying because they treated me bad, but I'm going to pray for them anyway. It's a choice we make. It's not an emotion. It's a choice. Amen?
Amen.
Moses and Aaron fell face down, verse 5, in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord. He doesn't say against Moses and Aaron. He says against the Lord. Why? Because Moses and Aaron represent Jesus. They represent the Heavenly Father. And do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone. But the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. But verse 10 is important. The whole assembly talked about stoning them. Wow. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meetings to all the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, how long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the miraculous signs I have performed among them? Verse 12. I will strike them down with the plague and destroy them. But I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they. Excuse me. Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear about it. Did you hear that? Isn't it like Moses to say, wait a minute, your reputation's at stake? And that's what he's really saying. The Egyptians will hear about it, and by your power, you brought these people up from among them. And they will tell the inhabitants of this land about it. They have already heard that you, O Lord, are with these people, and that you, O Lord, have been seen face to face, that your cloud stays over them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. If you put these people to death all at one time, the nations who have heard this report about you will say, the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land he promised them in or on the oath. So he slaughtered them in the desert. Now may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you declared. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love. Notice again, he's declaring the nature of the Lord. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. Didn't stop with sin. He went with the rebellion as well. Yet, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sins of their fathers, etc. In accordance with your great love, verse 19, forgive the sins of these people just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. The Lord replied, I have forgiven them, as you asked. What's the person in the earth to do? Ask. If you see something happening that's upside down, pray for it to straighten out and get corrected. That's your job. You are more than Moses, and you are more than Aaron and Miriam. You have been given a gift to know the Lord intimately. And when you discover the ability of His Holy Spirit to take you higher, you will be overwhelmed at the grace He has available to you. Verse 20. The Lord replied, I have forgiven them, as you asked. Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times. Wow. Not one of them will ever see the land I promised, an oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land, and he went too, and his descendants will inherit it. And it goes on. Why is Caleb pointed out? What's the purpose of the father speaking about his representative Caleb?
Because of the report.
But he has a different spirit.
Right.
He's not talking about a different soul. He has a spirit that is in line with the Father's plan and the Father's will. And he sees things as the Father sees them. And you and I are asked to see things from God's perspective, not our own. So if we want to have a change of heart, all we need to do is ask for the Holy Spirit to help us. Let me get a perspective on myself. So you start with you. Never mind picking on somebody else. What's your opinion of me, Lord? What do you think about me? What's your idea of my future? And as you ponder that, he will give you revelation. So if you're set on it, looking at the past as an example of your future, you're going to fail.
Amen.
So if you keep looking at the failures in your life, you're now expecting them to be doubled and tripled and quadrupled. And you'll go into depression. And it doesn't take very long. But if you look at the Lord who has the answers and the solutions, then you're on your way up. And you'll begin to see that His plan is so awesome. And let's face it, if you go back to chapter 12, when a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. Isn't that cool? And if you become a servant, he'll meet you face to face. He'll meet you face to face. And you know what? That's what I want. I want more. I don't want just the cloud. The cloud's a great idea. I've seen the cloud. All right? Pillar of fire is great. But seeing him face to face, much better. So now if you'll find a pair of eyes to look at, find a pair of eyes, just focus. Say, Jesus is in you.
Jesus is in you.
And Jesus is in me.
And Jesus is in me.
So if you want to see a little piece of Jesus, face to face,
take a good look.
See, if you see Jesus in me and you see that I see Jesus in you, the war is over. Amen?
Yes.
So, your uncle reminded me of something that I shared with him when your grandfather passed, I believe. And I said, well, why did you bother calling me? You know, because I tease him a lot. And he says, well, you're the Jesus with skin on him. I can hug you. Okay. So when I showed up, when your grandfather died, believe me, he gave me a hug I didn't forget. So what am I saying? You have a piece of Jesus. You have his Holy Spirit. And every time you and I hug, we're hugging the Lord.
Amen.
So don't go home without a hug.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Share some love with each other. And God willing, we'll see you Sunday.
Amen.